Welcome to our broadcast today, and we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2 once again. We're going to pick up at verse 16 today. We spent a majority of this week in verse 15 of 2 Timothy 2. And today, let's begin again with a word of prayer. Father, we again count this an opportunity that is from you to open the Word of God. We thank you for thy Son. We lift his name up above all names, as thy Word tells us that his name is above all names. The Lord Jesus Christ, we pray in his precious name and asking strength. Amen. Okay, in verse 15, it was speaking there of studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then when we move into verse 16, we see one of the four warnings that's in this little section here. It says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Well, in verse 14, it said not to be striving about words to no profit. But in the middle of verse 14 and 16, with these two warnings not to be babbling and such as that, and things that are vain and strifeful and argumentative about words, but instead in verse 15, it's a matter of rightly dividing the word of truth. We trust some of the study helps that we went over in Bible interpretation and such as that may have been helpful to some of the students out there, and I count myself a student, so I want to be clear upon that. Any of us that desire to study and gain more knowledge of the Word of God, not just for head knowledge, but for application in our lives, that we might be approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. So we see here as we pick up in verse 17, it tells us here, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Well, this man Hymenaeus has been mentioned again already. He was mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19, and we see there, speaking of holding faith and of good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Verse 20, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme or to be taught by discipline. So we see this one Hymenaeus here had been given up by Paul to discipline. Well, in 2 Timothy, if this is the same man, Hymenaeus, here it went from his own self being in error to where he had overthrown the faith of others, saying that the resurrection is past already. So we see here when ones do get into vain babblings and things that will increase to, as verse 16 says, more ungodliness, we see there that it will eventually affect others. We see, as Paul warned the elders at Ephesus, that they should guard the flock, and that they would have ones that could come out from among them that would be tearing up the flock. He was warning them against this, to guard the flock with sound doctrine. Well, we see here what can happen. One such as Hymenaeus and Philetus had overthrown the faith of some. They had brought ones down into a very discouraged and overthrown position. But we go on into verse 19, and we see the word nevertheless. Nevertheless, although we see ones who will overthrow the faith of some with bad doctrine, ones that will increase unto more ungodliness, ones that will be involved in profane and vain babblings, yet nevertheless, verse 19 tells us, the foundation of God standeth sure. We see that the faith of some may be overthrown. We see that ones may bring in pervert doctrine. We see that ones may be discouraged in not holding to the head, which is Christ, as we hear and read there in Colossians. But we see that nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. God is unchanging. God who cannot lie, and God who cannot deny himself, the foundation of God standeth sure. having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let's look up a few passages here that would connect with this verse 19. Let's notice first the word foundation. Let's look at Isaiah and look at chapter 28 and in verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Then we look up for the word know. The Lord knoweth. We then think of John chapter 10, of how my sheep hear my voice and I know them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Well, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Well, we see here ones that profess, but the Lord will say, I never knew you. Well, in 2 Timothy 2:19, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Would you not rather be of the lot in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice and I know them, rather than those that would say they were his, and he says, depart from me, for I never knew you. What a difference. Then we think of the word seal here. Speaking of this foundation of God, stand sure, having this seal. Well, there's different mentions of seal in the Word of God. We think, for one, that when you are saved, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. In Ephesians 1:13 and 4:30. Well, we also could note here is this verse 19 is a quote out of the Old Testament. We would note here when it says, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Numbers. A tremendous illustration there. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, chapter 16. We see Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation? Well, we see if we move on down to verse 5, and he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. Then we see down in verse 26-25, and Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him, and he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. Well, in this situation, when ones would come up and challenge Moses and Aaron, Moses made it clear, first, that the Lord would show who are his. And then later in the chapter, we see the exhortation to separate from those who work iniquity. Surely, as we read in 2 Timothy 2:19, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Our Lord knows who are His. Our Lord is the true foundation. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the one that knows and tries the hearts of every man. He knows the very thoughts and intents of our heart. So therefore, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We'll close with one verse from Romans, the very first verse, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul is writing to the Romans, and he said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. We would encourage you as a believer in Christ that's listening today to separate unto the gospel of God. Not so consumed with the thoughts of how many things you're separated from, but have in mind that you're separated unto the gospel of God. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe saying join us next week, Monday to Friday from 1 to 1:15 with this Bible study program, The Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.